Addressing the UN Security Council virtually on Tuesday from Khartoum, Khan reminded council members of the need to put words into action and deliver justice for thousands of victims in Darfur. He said Sudan's case need to be properly prioritized with activities that will achieve the mandate outlined by the council nearly two decades ago. The chief prosecutor who visited Darfur Sunday and Monday describes his meeting with IDPs and victims of violence at the Kalma camp as moving, saying their stories of what took place in Darfur left a deep impression on Khan and his team.
The simple truth is that the nightmare for thousands of Darfuris has not ended, and that nightmare of their experiences in large part continues because meaningful justice and accountability has not been felt in the manner that is required, or in my respectful view, was anticipated by the Council in 2005.
The UN says 300,000 people were killed and 2.5 million others fled their homes in Sudan's western region of Darfur during ethnic clashes that began in 2003. The ICC indicted former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, charging him with committing genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity in Darfur. Khan told UN Security Council members that the unstable political situation in Sudan and the military coup of October 25, 2021 has been a backwards step from a strong period of cooperation in recent years. He said the insecurity that persists following the coup continues to cause disruption in the country. Despite these challenges, Khan says the Security Council and the ICC should remain committed to its promise to the people of Darfur to see that justice is served.
If we don't manage to deal with historic abuses, the cases that are well known in Sudan, a cycle of impunity may well continue and other cycles of violence take place. Why should people comply with the law? Why should they be concerned about public international law or international humanitarian law when they see time and time again people doing what they want and getting away with it?
Khan's Tuesday briefing was the first time an ICC prosecutor addressed the Security Council while in a country where the court is pursuing justice. The ICC prosecutor called for more cooperation from the Sudanese government to carry out investigation, adding non-compliance with his team will have a negative impact on delivering justice.
It is a backward step that doesn't prejudice me. It prejudices the Council's demand for proper investigation and Sudan's responsibility by dint of Security Council Resolution 1593 to cooperate, and also by virtue of the Juba Peace Agreement to make sure justice is actually delivered.
Sudanese authorities have repeatedly vowed to cooperate with the ICC and to hand over former President Omar al-Bashir and two of his assistants, which has yet to happen. Khan called on the Security Council to hold a special session on Sudan, saying if members heard directly from those still living in Darfur's IDP camps, it would be, in his word, reawaken our commitment to humanity. The General Coordination of IDPs and Refugee Camps in Darfur issued a statement today commending the ICC prosecutor and his team for what they are calling a historic visit to Darfur. The statement said, quote, "No matter how long or short the time is, justice must be achieved. And we do not forget to thank the various departments working in the International Criminal Court who work day and night to achieve justice." End quote. The first ICC trial in The Hague on the alleged atrocities in Darfur got underway in April with defendant Ali Muhammad Ali Abdulrahman, also known as Ali Kosheb, a leader in the Arab Janjaweed militia. Kosheb pleaded innocent to all 31 charges of war crimes. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.